60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we do that, are you one of those people who can't look away from videos of people popping zits?
Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Yes.
Oh, they're so gross.
Oh, I love it.
I can't even. Yeah. Why are we talking about this so early in the morning? It makes
people
me want to vomit.
Love watching YouTube videos of zits, cysts, and all other types of nasty skin gross.
Oh.
I know Jose's got such a glimmer in his eye right now. I know you love watching that stuff.
I get so excited.
If you said yes, then you may have heard of Dr. Sandra Lee.
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yep, that's her name. That's
in our world.
That's what she goes by. Yeah, in the Pimple Popper world.
What is wrong with you?
We're a community.
God, you're the people who like pop each other's back pimples when you're in a relationship.
Yep.
Basically, her entire channel is hundreds and hundreds of videos of her popping people's lumps and squeezing out all the creamy goodness that's inside.
Stop. You guys, I can't even see the still of that stuff.
I'm right there with you. Oh, I don't like it. TLC even did a special on her a few years back, and apparently it was such a huge hit because now she's getting her own TV series this summer called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yay! Awesome! What? I'm DVRing that.
How is this going mainstream? What is wrong with the general population?
It's an hour-long show of non-stop pimple bursting action.
Oh,
that is disgusting.
I know. So, I'm watching next date night.
Congratulations to the Learning Channel. Some more great programming to help educate us. The best part, the show is casting now, so if you got something on your body that's worth popping,
oh my God.
You might just qualify to have it popped by a pimple popping legend.
And I feel like people will save that stuff up just to audition for a TV show.
20 years, about time this cyst gets popped.
Don't touch it.
Apply now at TLC.com.
I'm gonna be famous.
Still waiting for the Learning Channel to give us a series. To give everybody series.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we're not as compelling as popping pimples.
Shot caller question of the day, maybe a TLC.
Hey, I'm into it.
Yeah, just nonstop for an hour. Questions and people getting shocked.
I'm pretty sure our heart will stop.
All right, it's time for the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a really bad question. If we get it right, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in you at 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear from the person who gets shocked. Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shock caller last. And who did you get?
I got Jose Pimple Poppin' Bolaños.
All right. Jose's got the shock caller. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Tiffany & Company is a world-famous jeweler and specialty retailer that's been selling luxury goods since the 1800s. For decades, the store was notoriously never open on Sundays, but then over 100 years later, Tiffany's finally decided to open up their flagship location on a Sunday for the first time ever, and they did it for one very special reason. The store even hired 40 armed guards just for that day. What was the reason?
So they're open for one day. So what is something that happens on a Sunday that is
Mother's Day?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
Mother's Day.
Do they have some sort of Mother's Day charm pendant that's big hit?
Why would they need armed guards?
What if it was for the Audrey Hepburn movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Okay.
Could be. That's a horrible movie, by the way.
If they have armed guards, it has to be something special. Like, it has to be the some crown jewels of England, or, you know, some, like, specialty.
Oh, something was flown in.
Like the Hope Diamond, or, you know,
that's
something.
That's not a bad idea.
You know what I'm
saying?
That
they were, like, featuring some sort of priceless gem.
And it was just one Sunday, and then they don't open anymore. From now on, they're still open on Sundays.
They're still open on Sundays now, but that was the first time they'd ever been open on a Sunday.
Wow.
Maybe the Pope visited Tiffany's.
Got himself
armed
some new bling.
Could be.
I need a grill.
Yeah. He's like, I got a bejeweled hat. I need a grill. We got a Tiffany grill.
I just figured it out, you guys. Super Bowl Sunday. I'm thinking, what happens on Sundays?
Oh,
Super
and
Bowl Sunday,
they make the trophy.
I think they make the trophy. What if they had the Super Bowl trophy there one day?
Or do they just make the Stanley Cup?
No, I think they make the trophy
as well. Super Bowl. It's either Super Bowl or Mother's Day.
Oh, I like the Super Bowl.
I think
they're both the same for me, really. look forward to both of them just as much.
It was just so weird.
Such a special day. Yeah. I'm going to go Super Bowl Sunday, Jeffrey.
For over 120 years, the store Tiffany & Company, like many businesses, stayed closed on Sundays. But in 1960, for the first time ever, the flagship store opened up on a Sunday. They even hired 40 armed guards for the occasion because they were worried customers would have an easier time stealing items. Specifically, they thought thieves would take stuff while everybody's attention was focused on the cameras, lights, and Hollywood stars who were filming for the now famous movie Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, wow. That was it. All right.
Wow.
You got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear I'm a Little Teapot.
Oh, I can do that.
So you'll sing that before you get shocked, whenever you're ready.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out! I leaned into it.
Oh, man. Moving 92.5.